The Chazal say Masechta Sofrim, some Perakov Masechta Sofrim, Aloha Hey. Near Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanichor be Pesach HaSomach L'Rishus HaRabim. Shitei Mezuzah B'Yamin, Near Chanukah B'Smoil. Mezuzah should be on the right, Near Chanukah B'Smoil. Ekaim Mashinema, Ma Yofis, Uma Noamt. Ava betanugim posuk in Shir Hashirim. Ma yofis umanoam. Ava betanugim. Ma yofis b'mezuzo umanoam b'ner Chanukah. Yamin is mezuzo because ma yofis, and small is Chanukah ner Chanukah because ma noam. What's the difference between yofis and noam? Yofis is shenkait, is beauty. Noam is neimus. Pleasantness. What's the difference between beauty and pleasantness? And Mr. Hashem will speak about it. The gears of the Shiltas is mano amt, is ner mezuzah b'yamin, mezuzah on the right, ner Chanukah b'smol, v'balabayis loivish talis mitzuyetzes b'emsa. The balabayis has got a talis with tzitzis in the middle. So Shiltas. The Shgirsis, the Shiltas.
Knife?
Hmm? A knife? Yeah, it's a pellet, a knife. Man, my yofis with mezuzah, man, I'm to the Chanukah, is loivish tzitzis. Aloy dovahu. Bemsa, that's a tzorachin. What are Chazal trying to tell us here? The Psalm, Kedaka Bekoidish, has all the riches in this. In this Maimah Chazal. But let's speak about first the difference in Yofi and Ne'imus. Because Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, Ma Yofis. Uma Noamt, Yofis is Mezuzah, and Noamt is Ner Chanukah.
You could help make the Shita that also did Yom Malayla Chai.
Could be. Could be. The Pele is here. What are these three mitzvahs doing together? Mezuzah, Chanukah, and Tzitzis, and Yonam Zeloze. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, B'Tzelem Elokim. B'Tzelem Elokim. The Pshat, all the Sforam HaKadosh say, what's the Pshat Tzelem Elokim? That to shame that there are Taryag mitzvahs, Ramachis, Esim, Ushasa, Lavin. There's also in the neshama of a yid, taryag chalokim, keneged, they parallel the taryag mitzvahs, parallel the taryag chalokim of the neshama. So the if you look in the midrashim on this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, ma yofis b'mitzvahs esei, u'ma no'am b'mitzvahs lois esei. Ma yofis b'mitzvahs doka, ma no'am b'mitzvahs chesed. It goes to a whole list of mitzvahs that the yofi, the shenkite of Klal Yisrael, the ne'imus, is in the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs aseh, the mitzvahs lo aseh, mitzvahs bebayis, mitzvahs besodah, mitzvahs tzedakah, mitzvahs chesed, mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs tzitzis, go all kinds of riches of a mitzvahs, which mitzvahs Klal Yisrael does. So that's the ne'imu, the yofi of Klal Yisrael is that we're malubish in mitzvahs. That we're not a chas v'sholem, a naked neshama, or even worse, a neshama that's chaser, because a person who's chaser in mitzvahs is chaser in his tzelem elokim. That's the tzaddik is mechadish, that the tzelem elokim is lemaisa is only the raw material, but the hashlama, the tzelem elokim, is only through the mitzvahs. So if a person is chaser in any of the mitzvahs, his tzelem is pogum. His tzelem elokim is pokum, chas v'sholom. A person, a beautiful person, has a missing an arm. So would you say he's a beautiful person? It's just he's missing an arm. No, the whole mensch is a bal mum. There was once an Adam Godel, big Talmud Chochem. They asked the Chofetz Chaim to be maspid him. Chofetz Chaim didn't want to be maspid him. He said it, but he's an Adam Godel. Chofetz Chaim had a shtickle bikuris on one of his midas or hanhogas. I don't know what it was. He says, but he's an Adam Godel. He's a Talmud Chochem Godel. So Chofetz Chaim said, if he had a very big person, Mamish, 6 foot 7 feet tall, weighs, I don't know, 250 pounds. Mamish, lamest takhtar shamus, but he's got one leg that's short. Would you call him an Odom Godel? In the physical sense. Or would you call him a Baal Mum? Adra, but the bigger he is, the more nicker it is his Mum. What Zion was saying, this Talmud Chochem, that they were trying to get him to be Mashpi, he was big in Torah and big in this and big in this, but the bigger he was in all those areas made his shortcoming, his leg that was short, was a bigger Baal Mum, not a smaller Baal Mum. So the person who has, we have a Tzelem Elokim, but it's a Tzelem Elokim that has to be refined, has to be molded, has to be put into the Tzura of a Tzelem Elokim. If it doesn't have the Tariq Mitzvah, a person's Poigim in the Tariq Mitzvah, or Chos, or one of the Mitzvahs Haseh, or as Chas Shalom Oif, one of the Mitzvahs Los Haseh, it makes a Pagam. You say, but he's good in this, oh, but he's a Baal Mum. He's a Baal Mum. He can have a beautiful face and a beautiful body and a beautiful this and a beautiful that. But Levaisa, he's Chos, he's the Baal Mum. So that's why the Chazal say, Ma Yofis B'mitzvah Saseh, Uma Noam B'mitzvah Lo Saseh. The Yofi, the Tzelem Elokim, the Shlemus, the Tzelem Elokim is only through the mitzvahs. Because without the mitzvahs, or if it's Chos in the mitzvahs, that same Tzelem becomes a Baal Mum. Moshe, you want to bring it down really to this world? Everybody, so you walk around, you from Yidden, Bnei Torah, if you do something Chas v'Shalom in Rishus Arabim, or you're speaking to a business, you know, in a store, or a taxi driver, or something, and the guy's giving you a hard time, and you act in a way that maybe is less than fitting for a Ben Torah, or Chas v'Shalom, even worse, a person, a film businessman, he squeezes his partner. And that's part of his competitor. He squeezes him, or does something even worse. So what do people say? People say, he's supposed to be a religious Jew. And the same thing the secular guy does. All right, what do you expect from him? But because he's frum, so the pagam is more nicker. It's the same as so. All right, because he's frum, the pagam is more nicker. The more we are sholem, we're b'nei Torah, the more we're sholem in Torah mitzvahs, the more the pagam is nicker. Take a lemoshel, a person who's a farmer, right? Comes into Davin, let's say. Painter. I used to know there was a painter. I don't know, Yaakov, maybe you knew him. There's a painter in Sanhedrin. I forgot his name. It's a Tom Hoffman Mutzen. It's a red-haired fellow. He was before some in Yerushalayim, a painter. He used to come into Davin and paint all over his face, all over his hands, all over his things. He happened to be a big Talmud Chacham, but nobody knew it because he was a tzanua. But you get a farmer who comes in and he's meluchlich betit. So we know what his meluch is. Meluch is he's a farmer, so his meluch is with adoma. So we think, all right, a bal adoma. He comes in, he looks a little bit fashmutzit from the adoma. What do we expect? Say a rosh yeshiva comes in, he's got mud on his frock. He's a bal mum. The farmer who comes in with mud on his clothes, Shein a Baal Melacha. The Talmud Chacham who comes with mud on his clothes, he's a Baal Mum. Right. Tzelem Elokim of a Yid without mitzvahs is not the pshat, we're still better than a Goy. Sour is still better than a Goy. But it's a bigger Baal Mum. It's a bigger Baal Mum. So my Yofi, Suman Noam, the Yofi of Klal Yisrael is Mit Letoli. In the Shmir Samitzis. So the Masechta Sofim, that's the Midrashim say that Maya Fis Umando Am the Mitzase, Mitzis Lusa say Bechesed, Bitstoka, Bitfilim, Bitzitzis, Bishavas, Bisodim, Bibayas, all the mitzvahs that goes through the Masechta Sofrim, the Maya Fis is Mezuzah. Maya Fis is the Mezuzah, Umando Amt, Chiddush of Masechta Sofrim, Umando Amt is Ner Chanukah. What's the Chiddush? This is different than the Midrashim say Tzitzis, Tefillin, Shabbos, Soda, that's all the mitzvahs. Here it says Ma Yofis B'Mezuzah U'ma No'am to B'Ner Chanukah. That's the Chiddush. Chiddush is that Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. Ma Yofis U'ma of the Shleimus of the mitzvahs is the Shleimus of the Neshama, the Yofi of Klal Yisrael is Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the Tzelem Elokim. The Mela makes sense, all the mitzvahs I say, mitzvahs lus I say, the derises. But the Rabbanan, She's showing the chiddush of Masechta Sofrim. My yofis is mitzvahs mezuzah. Yoifi, shenkait, chayisol is mitzvahs mezuzah. And the ne'imus is ner Chanukah. My yofis mezuzah is biyaminoi. Why biyamino? Because that's Torah Shebikzav. Miyaminoi eish dos lomer. Because Boch who gave Torah Shebikzav miyaminoi. Torah Shebal Peh is mitzad agvura. It's in Chazal. Eish dos. Torah Shebal Peh is gvura. Gvura is small. Gvura is that small. Yamin is chesed. And left is Gvura, is din. The Torah Shebal Peh is small, so it brings in the Zohar in many places. Torah Shebal Peh is small, is the left. The Torah Shebiksav is biyamin. The Meila Masechet Sofrim says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah la likros samach l'shus harabim, mezuzah biyaminoi, because the mezuzah, what's in the mezuzah? Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, kabbalas mitzvahs. It's the klal of that's kolal all the tariag mitzvahs is in the mezuzah. That's all the Torah shebiksav, parsha ketana shakol bo. Meila mayofis is the mezuzah. The mezuzah is kolal all the mitzvahs asay and all the mitzvahs lo asay. For after Hashem lekel b'chol levav b'chol nafshu b'chol meyodecho with shnei yitzorim mitzvahs. Yetzara tov, the mitzvah say, Yetzara mitzvah slo say, b'momen b'guf, als. Everything is called in mitzvahs in the mezuzah. That's b'yamin. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and with that gilui of Torah, and we're makabal the Torah, and makayim the Torah, we are zoiche to yofi, mayofis. But mitzvah sasei, my yofis mitzvah lo sasei, it's all kolol in the mezuzah. It's all included in the mezuzah. Memela mezuzah, when a person is lighting their Chanukah, is the mitzvah of mezuzah is biyaminoi. That's the yofi. What about the ne'imas? Umano amt? That's ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is the one yom tov that's completely Torah Shebal Peh. Not even a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah Bava Kama, but it's only Derech Agav. But Chanukah is not even in the Mishnah. It's Mamish. The Mishnah was written. The Gemara is Mamish Gemara. Torah Shebal Peh. It's Kula Torah Shebal Peh. Umemele Ner Chanukah B'Shmoyle. Why is it Ne'imus? You can have a Moshel. Person who looks very... a beautiful person. You know, they have the goyim, they're fixated on the idea of external beauty. Internal beauty is not such a ma'isa b'maternisa. The more brings a ma'isa with Shmuel. With Shmuel, she comes to him and says, "You're so ugly. Why did Baruch Hashem make you so ugly?" She said to her, "Where does your father keep his wine?" So she said, in Klei Cheres, keeps it in pitchers of what do you call it? Earthenware. So he said, go tell your father to put it in gold. Melech, Malchus, should be in gold kelim. So he went and he put it in gold kelim, it turned all to vinegar. So she came, so he asked, who gave you that Eitzah? So he said, the rabbi told me to want it. So she came and asked me, like, it all turned to vinegar. What's my high? So he says, he understands. He says, he told her, the Baruch Hashem put in the Chochmas HaTorah as Doimel Yayin, Yayin Shel Torah. He says, in the Klei Adoma, it's Miskayim. He says, and if it'd be uglier, I'd be born Miskayim. You know, in America, I don't know what it's like in England, but it has to be a photogenic president, right? You imagine a president, a big fat slob, and he's just drooling or something. Could be he's a goyin oilam. Never be president. Never. Never in 100,000 years will be a president of the United States. It's got to be a person, stands erect, looks choshuv, he looks regal. You imagine a guy bent over, you know. Victor Miller, that's how he used to say, it's a chesed elyon from the Rebbeinu Shem that that the Chofetz Chaim is not an Ardur. Because had he been an Ardur, we wouldn't give him two cents of attention. He didn't look Choshev. Plain a mensch, you know, bush, real tall, you know, 6'3", I don't know, big guy. You gotta be tall and straight. The Chofetz Chaim was tiny and bent over in a funny hat. Today, he said, we wouldn't have paid any attention to him, B'klal. But the Goyish Welt is fixated on the idea, is obsessed with the idea of Yoifi. So they have.